What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. Coming up, we have Dom's Money Melody for a good prize. And we'll also have my talk. It's pretty brief with Senate Majority Leader in Harrisburg, Republicans, Joe Pittman, about SEPTA. And we're going back and forth looking at some of the stuff George Paquetta told me. They're talking about holding SEPTA in contempt if they don't bring to bear enough trains so that people can get home tomorrow night. Cause them pain. Blame the Republicans. But I did ask him also about the fact that we hear people here locally, the media locally, going after Stacey Garrity because she was on a show where the host said there was a failure to protect Governor Shapiro. The guy gets over the fence, sets a whole place on fire, and then eludes them. That's a failure, state police. We can't call that a failure anymore. And Garrity didn't oppose that. Everybody knows that that matter is settled. No, it's not settled. Okay. So he talked, too, about the threats he gets, he and his family, just because of the fact he thinks that SEPTA should have oversight. By the way, I haven't gotten any sources reporting to me how have the first few days of school been with 900 freshmen at Lincoln High School in those trailers. We need a name for those trailers that are so attractive that are there.
Oh, give it time. Whether it's a student or a parent, will give it a nickname.
Well, listeners can certainly help us with the nickname, too. At Dom Show 1210, you can hit me on Twitter or you can send me an email. Well, we'll roll them out. 900, the entire freshman class in trailers. Is this a great school district or what? Okay. One on the side question. What we're asking, it'll be January 28th, 2026. It will be, 24 years now. No, wait a minute. 29 years.
30. It's 29 now.
Yeah, it'll be 30 since Dallas won a Super Bowl. What has happened during that period of time is the question today. Here's an example. Bands book their shows through MySpace. That tells you how long ago it was. I have a list. Thanks to the people at Crossing Broad, Kevin Kincaid does a great job. The ultimate list of 100 things that have happened since the Dallas Cowboys' last Super Bowl win. And T.O. is in the house. I'm thinking tomorrow we might do anti-heroes. Because T.O. still gets a lot of people that like him. I mean, talent, you get it, but playing with him is at a big WIP event today. This game tomorrow night's drawing, of course, a lot of attention to kick off to the NFL season. So 855-839-1210, that will get you in. I'm also looking and wanted to tell you that, remember we had on the attorney, this happened a couple times, for a runner in Quakertown who had to run against a male in cross country. And I believe I've seen it in several news reports after she chastised and said, you shouldn't run against girls. Oh, man, not only calling into question, but telling the offender about that. Well, she has filed an appeal against the federal judge who was appointed, I think, by Obama, who said, nope, there's nothing here that is discriminatory or against Title IX. My God. They won't stop on this. And I told you, big story today, Malcolm Gladwell, the Tipping Point guy, among other things, talking, is Ross Tucker the Ross Tucker that's on IP? Would seem to be. Henry, yes. Haven't been able, it,
yes.
Is.
It appears to be, yes.
Yeah, I'd love to get him on. If you ask him, you know, well, I'm not sure if he's just on with them or not. They'll tell us, but he was at a panel. Malcolm Gladwell was the moderator. And Gladwell said he kidded himself that the audience was so pro, people on the panel were so pro-trans that he learned coming out of that, this isn't right. So Gladwell now out there today in an interview saying this isn't right. They're expecting us not only to allow it, but then to look the other way when they end up beating real women by substantial amounts. Like, you don't have an advantage? How are you winning? We're that good. They're going to have to train harder. So this is ongoing. This battle is political gold. All right. And I also said, I don't think the Trump administration ought to give Adams and Sliwa a job. A, if it looks like they're clearing the field by doing that with a corrupt mayor and then with Curtis, is Cuomo going to win in the off chance that Cuomo will win and be mayor? Really? This is hardball politics. We have to win the midterm. And I think the road to the midterm goes through this Mondami commie being the mayor of New York. Just imagine the stuff he'll engage in. And just imagine media is sometimes asking, do you support this guy up and down? It's a nightmare for them. And the voices in their party that are farther and farther left and loud will say, we have to get more loud and we have to get more left. They'll continue to push that this guy won. That's what it tells you. It's a nightmare for them. Now, I'm not saying it'll be as even-handed of what they would do if a Republican that far right as this guy, I don't even know who that would be, won and was supported, but it'll be something like this. It's political gold. Don't bail them out. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus. And Joe's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
Hey, Dom.
Yes,
Joe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't your favorite team just win a Super Bowl not long ago?
Yes.
Why do you want to talk about the Cowboys? You're ripping my heart apart.
Of course. It's a one-sided. I don't think the Cowboys care about the Eagles all that much, but this is in Philadelphia, Joe. It's the most fun in the world. Come on.
Celebrate it. Come on. I got so many, Dom, I have so many friends that are Mets fans, and I tell them, and they have no rebuttal. I look them right in the eyes and say, you're happier when the Yankees lose than when the Mets win. and they sit there with their tongues hanging out.
Well,
and they know it.
It's Jones, too. It's Jerry Jones. Come on, Joe. It's Jones.
Oh, see,
he provokes this. Yeah.
And, Dom, if you guys could create a new rivalry above the Cowboys and Redskins, I will be the first one to high-five you. Just like I was the first one to high-five you with your perfect beer at Mulligan's for my son.
Yes, I don't think we'll see that spectacle again. That was lucky.
You did it. You did it right. You okay. Did do it right. But, you know, this New York thing, I don't think we could deal with one socialist on one side of the river, but I don't think we could deal with two on both sides of the river. So let New York fail. and let these mayors beg for Trump's help when they absolutely are beyond need.
Yeah, and Joe, I can't see, you know, propping up Andrew Cuomo of all people. No, it's not worth this. And I don't think that's going to work. If it looks like he's taking two out by giving them jobs, that's going to backfire.
And Dom, the moment Trump appoints Sliwa and Adams to his cabinet, to me, that's election interference, and he's got to stay away from that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what would Adams be in charge of? Bribes inside of potato chip bags, or at least people in his camp might be in charge of that.
I don't know. Maybe he could raise money for Trump the wrong way. Who knows?
Yeah. What's your side, Joe?
My side, Dom, and it kind of hits within my own house, what my dad always told me. If you're going to build relationships, build companionships, and build that significant other, it's a contact sport. And we had nothing since the Cowboys have won this last Super Bowl in the form of online dating. You could be anything you want behind that curtain, and I've seen it firsthand. You could be a show-off. You could be a stud. You could be anything. You could be a bodybuilder. You could be a multimillionaire. And, you know, and my oldest went through this where, you know, these girls were coming on to him and doing some nasty things. Until it comes time to meet face-to-face, you could be the biggest tough guy in the world or tough girl in the world.
Gotcha. Good one, Joe. Yeah, online dating since then. I don't know if it was even a thing at any level. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, Henry, you can imagine people used to put stuff like this in the newspapers, and they had to use all kinds of abbreviations.
Oh, that's so
not
crazy.
Smokers or NWSYZ/. Yeah, that was the form of online dating. You put stuff in a newspaper ad.
Brutal.
Oh, man. Big mouth talk show host would like to meet female who's a fan. There you go. Has great hair.
I'm with Joe on that, though. The dating apps are just
trash. Brutal. Dan checking in with the trailers at Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
Shapiro Shandies. Not bad. Shapiro Shandies.
That's good.
Yeah. We can work Larry Krasner in there or the Philadelphia School District.
Let's get them more localized.
I got to get up there in the morning before the show or something and see these kids being dragooned. And these people in Northeast Philadelphia, here's the test. Judge Dugan, very viable candidate, beat Larry Krasner, start to turn around Philadelphia. Do you have a death wish? Continue to vote for Larry Krasner. I mean, do you think over in Chestnut Hill, insulated from this, they're not putting their kids into trailers at the Jenks School? Is it Jenks over there on Germantown Avenue? I think it is. You're not going to see that there. They're doing it in middle-class Mayfair, Northeast Philadelphia, bringing in people illegally and then making kids have to go to school in trailers because that school is completely overcrowded. All righty, it's 855-839-1210. And coming up maybe at 2:30 or so, I had quite a good conversation with Joe Pittman today, the Senate leader, about SEPTA and what's going to happen tomorrow night and where we are, including he really likes the idea of Uber. And he suggested, well, you know, if Uber can't make a deal here in the gig economy, maybe they would leave the state. Now, I don't know that Uber can threaten to do that, but he made the point that people talk all the time. We want more transit that's friendly. Well, isn't Uber something that helps? And is it really going to take you 6 hours if you're Ubering to get home from an Eagle? I need to hear from an Eagles fan. Henry, if you were going.
I am, I think.
Oh.
Not to the game.
Oh, just the tailgate.
I'm defying them, and I'm going to go to the tailgate.
Oh, because of that. Okay. How do you plan to get there and get home then?
Get there the subway, for sure.
Okay. You think that's viable?
No. Probably not.
Yeah.
But we're going to find out. It seems like a great experiment.
Oh, so your plan is you're just thinking you'll get there, right?
I think I know we'll get there. It's the return that will be an issue.
Why? You're going to leave that early?
No, I wouldn't leave that early. That's my...
No, I meant going.
Oh, going, yeah. I'd leave, like, from here.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
Yeah, you're probably going to get there,
This is like a World Series game. I mean, it's huge.
But coming home, though...
Coming home is the issue.
Oh, it's going to be murderous.
That's where it's going to be a problem.
And do we agree? Look, Phillies fans, they're rowdy Phillies fans too, but just a casual observance, every Phillies game I go to when we're walking up to particularly the fancy seats that DJ gets, it seems like half women, and it seems like some of them are even moms. I see little kids. I've seen the Eagles fans. You're not getting on those septic things easily.
No.
I mean, that's going to be, yeah.
I mean, it's packed enough on regular game days.
And yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, just a crowd, too. You're not going to see a lot of women. Yeah. The women you might see, too, are going to be pushing and shoving.
Yeah, hold those kids tight, yeah. Because you don't know what.
I'd hate to be a sept tomorrow night.
Yeah, so, you don't know who's been overserved at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
We'll play that. But first, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, so today we're playing for a Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, Tom Cruise, digital movie code. Tom Cruise stars as Ethan Hawke in this action-packed thrill ride that film critics are calling the biggest and wildest mission yet. Go inside the incredible stunts with over 50 minutes of jaw-dropping extras when you buy on digital. Available at participating retailers, rated PG-13 from Paramount Pictures. Henry.
Yeah, Dom. So today we are asking for something that has transpired since the Cowboys last won a Super Bowl back in 1996.
Right.
Something that has been created in that time was the band Coldplay.
Oh.
Formed in London in 1997. Chris Martin, who we played a clip of earlier, formed a band with Johnny Buckland, Guy Berryman, and Will Champion. And created a very successful band that has produced 10 studio albums to this day. One of their most popular songs is The Scientist. I'm going to play a cover of that song, covered by someone who, man, is still doing it in a very late age here. This person has put out 103 studio albums.
Wow.
And even put one out last year, despite being 10 years older than Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. So I want to know this... cover artist here covering The Scientist by Coldplay.
So come on back, Jesus, and pick up John Wayne on the way.
I like that lyric a lot. Might get a side question out. Even I know this one. My God.
Yeah. No, I won't play too much of it. Don't want to give too much of it away. Yes, so if you know it, give us a ring.
All right. Get in right now, and you get the belt today, and you're the winner, and we'll send you to Tom Cruise for this big film. I think it's the last of Mission Impossible. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Hit us right now. Be a winner.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, now this is creative. Before we get to Money Melody, we'll play it in Mike Gibson on Twitter. Sorry, had the wrong year. My divorce, 1997, on the side question. Now that's entertaining. Oh, my God. When these guys go the divorce route to put
That'd be a good answer.
And one of our listeners says, I don't know what you're doing. I'm taking a limo to the game. That's what he always does.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still got to get through traffic.
It'd be even worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to pull that over?
Exactly. Please. I had to park a Bronco today. Not used to that.
Oh, you're still with the Bronco?
Yes. The dealer is not, you know, I have a loaner. But just give me a small car that doesn't have a dealer tag so I can park in our lot.
Yeah.
All kinds of spaces there. I have to drive right by. All right, let's hear the clue today. Who is this?
Come on back, Jesus.
Come on back, Jesus.
Come on back, Jesus. And pick up John Wayne on the way.
I love that idea. Now, who should we bring back? John Wayne.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, Greg and Howe in Pennsylvania. All right, Greg, who is that?
That's Willie Nelson.
Oh, sorry, Greg. It's not Willie Nelson. You're making it up. Come on now. All right, Greg. You get the belt today. I'll put you on hold. Some might say it was pretty easy Dallas question here or something. I've read how we got to it.
Yeah, no, it was from 96, Coldplay formed in 97. We were talking about Coldplay.
Okay, all right.
You know, and Willie Nelson's been doing, you know, music longer than Jerry's been running the Cowboys, so.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Man.
He's 92?
He's 92. Jerry Jones is 82. And who seems like they have it all together more, Willie or Jerry?
It must be the marijuana, yes. Maybe Jerry Jones should try it. Oh, here's the thing we forgot for tomorrow night. I don't see the odds out there. Is there going to be a Chris Christie sighting? Is there anything more despicable than to see the lumbering Christie with Jerry Jones? All right? So I'm betting, given his antagonism, given whatever, that Christie will be here tomorrow night in the Jerry Jones box.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's almost a given. And it's just not only that, mugging with Jerry Jones, the hugging, the whole thing and all. And to Joe's point, all right, Joe's in Columbus. We get back to this again, the explanation of if you're in this area, how are you a Cowboys fan? I hear these tortured things on IP. Maybe you've heard thousands of them. It's usually pretty unbelievable to try to justify it. I don't know, you know, Christie's justification. The Giants are right there. Who else, you know, where he is? It would be the New York Giants, who were relatively successful when he was growing up and were a major NFL franchise.
Yeah, they have four Super Bowls.
I think it says something about Christie. And look, if you're a new listener, I had Christie on after he became governor seven times. It was unprecedented because it was really hot then. He was saying all the right things. On the eighth, it's after he hugged Obama around the Sandy thing and stabbed. And he knew he did it, Mitt Romney, a week before the presidential election, okay? And it was a shootout on YouTube. My headset was up like this. The dry mouth I had, they almost had a goggle splash water on me. And when he said, I'm going to need some more time to his guy there with this guy, meaning me, with Dom.
Yeah.
I was ready to say, you're going to need a hell of a lot more time. But I'll take you inside and the thought process. I thought he wouldn't be a coward after one battle like that. He likes a battle, and he would come back on. So I was trying to preserve it by not going nuclear,
right?
And saying something. And, you know, he refused to come on the station for a period of time, I'm told, because of me. So, you know, he's more of a bully than someone who can stand his ground and deal with that. I understand his antagonism with Trump back and forth. He's the one that pushed Trump, though. But, you know, and as far as the weight thing and all, he even had the surgery, which is shocking to me that it still results in. I've never seen him in person. I just had him on over the air. But groveling with Jerry Jones in Philadelphia, you know, if he went to another Dallas game somewhere, even in New York, this, you know, in New York, I don't think they care that much. I don't think they're going to go, not like here. This has become a thing.
I guess so.
Yeah, really. Jim Kenney, even. Not that I would side with Kenney. That was a tie. I never, the devil, Jim Kenney, come on now. The devil, I side with. All right, so will Chris Christie be at the game tomorrow night? All right, and how will he get there, and how will fans? And then we had Dr. Jill Biden. Remember trying to glom on and show up to Eagles games, and they put her on at halftime or whatever it was? Just insufferable. So, Henry, is there any other storyline tomorrow night about will this happen or will it not happen that I'm unaware of?
What do you mean? Like the subway?
Yeah, well, that's one. But who's calling the game tomorrow night?
Oh, that's a good question. Is Thursday night football game?
So oh, so it's on the NFL Network?
I don't know. For the kickoff, too, it might be the regular crews. It might be Tom Brady, for all we know.
Oh, dreadful. Yeah.
I hope it's Greg Olson. That'd
be so
great.
It's only on NFL Network?
Yeah, we got Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, and Tracy Wolfson.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad. You don't like Tony Romo? You
I don't know, Tom. I don't know if that was a first down. It's going to be close.
Yeah, I can't stand listening to Tony Romo do that all game.
He's pretty good calling plays in advance, though. I'm surprised.
He's great at that. But those first couple of years he was on, he was engaged, yes. He was really into it.
Exactly.
Now he's just phoning it in. Like, once he got paid, he's quite literally phoning it in.
It does seem like that. Yeah,
he just makes all those loud, exaggerated noises.
Like that. So, but what? Where do you get the game tomorrow night? Just NFL Network?
Oh, wait, is Thursday? Oh, my gosh, I'm getting so
many
different
answers.
Or
is it on CBS?
It's an NBC game, it looks
like. Oh, it's
like.
An NBC.
Okay, so it's going to be, so NBC, Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth, Melissa Stark, not Tony Romo.
God.
Okay.
Not even Thank the God. B team. Not even.
I scared
the
myself
team.
There.
All right, NBC. Yeah, I thought it was. All right, let's go to Joe in Exton early today on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Yes.
In 2011, the Philadelphia Orchestra hired a person to carry out the position of permanent director of the Philadelphia Orchestra. He is a Montreal Canadian by the name of Yannick Nagasega.
Nice pronunciation there, Joe. Very nice. All right.
I had to look that one up.
I had the whole world since the Cowboys last won. They hired a Canadian. Oh, man, the guy is so on brand.
I had to ask him, like, have you seen this guy, like, perform? He's like, no, it's just when I'm not listening to this, I'm listening to classical music. And I'm like,
okay.
Checks out. All right.
I'll wear a tuxedo tomorrow, Joe. By the way, what should be the outfit for the celebrity bartending? I have a few things in mind. I may roll out one of them tomorrow. You know, the Krasner shirt. Or would that be too much? Krasnerland, it's got dead bodies on it. We give out a lot of those shirts. Don't let that come to Bucks County. That might be too political. Yeah. Leave politics at the bar's edge. Okay. Remember, Chambers a week from today at 5 o'clock over in Doylestown. It's going to be a great night. I think Roe's coming too. So 855-839-1210. Let's go to Gary in Newtown. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good afternoon, Gareth.
So I'm going to stick with Robert from Ben Salem and throw numbers at you.
Sure.
In 1996, the NFL was worth total revenue $2.168 billion. And in 2025, it's $23 billion.
Wow.
Adding to your it's too big to fail.
That is stunning. Yeah, I would say it is the most foolproof thing in America. I think we did that as a side once. And even they, Gary, if you remember, they were worried the beginning of the knee thing until they massaged it a bit. They were in a bit of trouble.
They were in a large bit of trouble. Now, yeah. What I find is interesting, what I told Henry is I said, hey, let's play the numbers. The numbers of, what is it, 10.76%? So
yes.
How about if I take my PA taxes and I shed them 10.6% light and I go, hey, that's the acceptable number. So there you go.
Can you imagine, you know, and people that remember when she was here in Montgomery County, instead of just letting it go, she goes on a tirade to say it's better than the national average for screwing up. It's not 11%, only 10.76%. My goodness.
It's unbelievable. It's math. It's either zero or it's wrong.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And this is a large amount of money. I mean, this is millions of dollars we're talking about.
It's okay. It's not your money. It's not my money. It's somebody else's
money.
Don't worry about
it.
So my side answer today is Taylor Swift at the age of 35 years old, at $1 billion net worth, is now finally engaged.
That is a great one. That might be a winner, Henry. I was thinking about that.
Oh, it has to be a strong contender.
And they actually had Jay Leno, I saw somewhere this morning, the marital advice he gave to her. I don't know what it was, but Jay Leno's got his own problems. You know, I once interviewed Jay Leno. He didn't like it, and he called me the Barry Sheck of interviewers. That was from the OJ case.
You hear this? You believe this guy?
Yeah, right. That's what it was. I didn't know what I said. I was just thrilled to have Jay Leno on. And it was at the height of the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
I don't even know how we did it. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming up, Joe Pittman, powerhouse, got a lot to say on SEPTA, including what will happen at the Eagles game tomorrow night. Also, he talks about what it's like, the vitriol called on him and his family just because he thinks SEPTA should be monitored. We ought to know what they're up to, which is usually not something good. George Paquetto has been sending emails. They might be held in contempt if they don't provide Eagles fans with transportation tomorrow night, as I understand it. Phone lines, 855-839-1210.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Dom G or Dano show. Leslie would have been the winner with this, I think. Leslie Fishapine, 1998, the first down line, high-definition replays, and pylon cameras. But the high-definition line, she says, was 1998. If that's true,
that's brutal.
They haven't won it since. It seems like we've always seen football. Well, you don't have any living memory. I can't remember what it was like on TV without the yellow line. And to me, that's what makes football great. It's the four down versus a silly thing like soccer. There's no intermediate goal.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. Yeah. There's not that much scoring. Would soccer be better if you got 6 points when you scored a goal? I don't think so. Because it's so rare. It still would be 6-0.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a word for zero, because it happens so much, nil, not a good sport. All right, you know what?
So the same thing with tennis?
Yeah. I think let's hold Joe Pittman, because we got a lot of people going. Let's hold it, and I may have to edit a little bit, till tomorrow. We'll put him on, because we're a little light. He joined me today, and I'll play it tomorrow. He said several things about SEPTA. And the whole idea, well, in fact, let's play a little bit of the beginning, and I'll save the rest because that's evergreen. Let's play the first 3 or 4 minutes. I'll tell you when to stop. Here's Joe Pittman, rising power in Harrisburg, and I like this guy a lot. He's a Senate leader. He called us. He wanted to talk about SEPTA and what's going on and how they want to cause pain tomorrow night. He accuses SEPTA itself of it. And this guy is a big leader in Harrisburg. Here's what he told me. Hey, everyone. We know that SEPTA, we know the Philadelphia Eagles. Will there be a collision tomorrow night between all that stuff? We've been talking about it here on the Dom Giordano Show. And one of the clearly best interviews we had was with the majority leader of the Senate, Senator Joe Pittman, who joined us because the other side. And, Senator, I have to tell you that on Twitter, I have not seen as many vicious comments, which tells me you're over the target here in the stuff that you've been saying. So what is the very latest today?
Well, the latest from what I can gather, and I want to give Mayor Parker a lot of credit for stepping up and making sure kids are getting to school. That's important. We all want to make sure kids get to school. I know Frank Ferry and Joe Picozzi and Tracy Pennycook are all engaged with SEPTA actively to try to make sure that the Eagles game is not disrupted. And while I'm a Steelers fan through and through, I absolutely want to see the Eagles have a successful opening to the season. So we're very engaged in those, and I still continue. When you look at the judicial decision that was made last week, and I guess there's another hearing tomorrow, that I can't help myself but believe that SEPTA has been actively figuring out how to manufacture some of this crisis.
So does that mean, though, you guys, and I know all three of them are great, and I know you're involved with them, and the executive director, the day-to-day, the guy that runs it now, Sauer, seems to be pretty good on the surface. So are you saying, though, all they have to do is give the usual compliment of mass transit tomorrow night for the Eagles game? You think they're not going to do that?
I don't know what they're going to do, but I find it a little odd that Mayor Parker comes in and agrees to front them existing money that they've already committed, and they gladly accepted it. They gladly moved to make sure kids got to school. But when we, a couple weeks ago, passed $600 million for 2 years' worth of transit funding, they said it wasn't good enough because it wasn't sustainable, and therefore the cuts had to proceed. seems to me that they have a different view depending on who steps forward to try to assist them. Nevertheless, we have been very clear in saying that we believe that reliable transit is very important, not only to the region, but the entire state. We just want to make sure there's an element of accountability, there's an element of public safety, and there's an element of local support for this, too. The local municipalities, the fare riders, there all needs to be some self-help in this process.
We're talking with State Senator Joe Pittman. Senator, one of the things that caught my attention today, this woman was Lehigh County head of the PSEA, but the PSEA in general is saying money's being held up for schools, and I think that's fictitious right there in a lot of ways, but they're blaming you guys. They're blaming you principally among the principals rather than saying, hey, can't everybody come together? And to me, I'm a former teacher and I still do a lot of education stuff. This is what the teachers' unions have become. They are the Democrat Party to me. That's the way they roll here.
Well, I found it ironic that one of the heads of the teachers' union a couple weeks ago said that we should not be using children as pawns in this budget process.
That's the one.
And I agree. I hope they remember that the next time they issue a strike at a school, because there's no difference if they're going to talk like that relative to the budget. They should be reminded of that the next time there's a strike. But we've been very clear that we want to get funding out to schools and services. That's why 2 weeks ago we passed last year's budget, which quite frankly, if we would enact last year's budget, it would essentially fund the government for 10 months as we continue to negotiate and figure out more resolution to this. But we agree that there should not be consequences of a protracted budget impasse, but that doesn't mean we're going to roll over and just concede to everything that's been put on the table. We have a structural deficit that we have to be very, very attentive to, because if we don't start making some moves now to tamp down our overall expenditures, we're going to have a real problem in a couple of years.
Okay, Henry, can stop it there. And tomorrow we'll play the other part that's evergreen about the threats and all the stuff that come his way. We believe George Pichetto's on it, though. And will they dare do this tomorrow? Yeah, I think they're going to dare to try to just cause pain. That's one storyline going into tomorrow night. Mike Opelka today does a morning service for all of talk radio of stuff he sees. He's got a really fertile mind, our buddy Mike. Henry, it's a little bit for you. You still would get this, though. It could even be a side question. He has up on his service this morning just a snapshot that says, if you think you've made bad decisions in life, Ahmad Rashad's groomsmen, who were they? At least two of them. O.J. Simpson and Bill Cosby.
Oh.
Can you?
Oh, man.
I don't know when Ahmad Rashad got married. I would think it was after O.J. was in the news for other things. I don't think you would have him as a groomsman still. Who knows?
Yeah, that'd
and be... Bill Cosby.
Oh, he's been married a few times here.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, Bill Cosby looks pretty young. But if you think you've made a bad decision today, picture that as your wedding party. I don't know who was best man, the Cos or O.J. Simpson.
He's been married five times here, I'm not sure it's wedding.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So.
But here's the picture. Yeah, it's. It's the 1985 wedding. So.
Oh, 1985.
So they're cleared of all wrongdoing as of right now. But it's a very interesting.
Well, yeah, the Cosby was later, but O.J. Yeah, not that much later. Okay. Those two. I don't know who else was a groomsman. My God. And Ahmad Rashad had to know something was up somewhere. With those two, come on, it had to be an inner circles thing. Let's have them as groomsmen. That is a pretty famous, they're much more famous than Ahmad Rashad. Wow, that's pretty high powered.
He was buddy buddies with everybody.
Yeah, yeah. But Mike, nice eye again. Tip of the hat to you. All right, it is the lightning round coming up. I don't think we've gotten the winner yet, though. So the side question premise today. Dallas Cowboys tomorrow night. It's January 28th, 1996 was the last time they won a Super Bowl. Something that's happened in the interim. If I had to choose, if we were calling Leslie's with the yellow line, that only goes back to 1998. Wow. just stunning stuff. Hit us with that. Joe Pittman, I'll play the part two tomorrow because it was on the issue of death threats, et cetera, that this guy's facing just because he and other mainly rural legislators say no. SEPTA's got to be stopped here. There have to be guardrails on SEPTA. They don't want them. They just want the money. He also said something about, well, maybe Uber would lead the state. Uber leaving the state? Wow. All right. If you missed it, Malcolm Gladwell, the Tipping Point guy, coming clean on trans athletes today, causing a good bit of news. Lightning round. Hit us right now. Hey, first of all, though, it's time for the Rescue Natural Supplement Labor Day sale. The ultimate celebration of savings and well-being. Right now, all Rescue supplements are slashed up to 75% off, plus enjoy free shipping. So whether you're searching for immune support, joint care, heart health, or a youthful glow, Rescue has health essentials for everyone. Take a break. Celebrate that workplace achievement with savings on probiotic, omega-3s, multivitamins, and a lot more. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant, or you can shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Celebrate Labor Day, 25 to 75% off. Again, all Rescue products are slashed up to 75% off site-wide. No codes needed. Just call or go to res-q.com to get this Labor Day deal today. That's 826 alive.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, even the lightning round has to get interrupted for our guy George Bichetto here with some breaking news. Lawyer extraordinaire, the guy I'd hate to be on the other side against. Well, maybe it'd be a great battle. Let's go to George. Hey, George, welcome in. What's happening?
Hey, Dom. Court just entered an order on my motion for contempt, finding that SEPTA was in violation of their court order by refusing to provide the additional train service to the Eagles game. The court now orders them to do it and says if they don't do it, they're going to suffer sanctions. This order was entered about 10 minutes ago and demonstrates just how vicious SEPTA has become in this attempt to extort Harrisburg and extort others for money and using Philadelphia citizens and Philadelphia fans as the victims.
Well, wait a minute. Let me tell you something. It illustrates something else. Everybody else can talk about it, but you got it done. I don't know how hard this is and what magic wand you did with this, George, and you're going to say, oh, they just looked at the law. That's not true. It's your skill and drive on this. It's remarkable, once again, that you've gotten this done. So, George, has SEPTA responded to this?
Well, you know, they just made an announcement that FanDuel is going to contribute some money so that they can provide train service. And, I mean, SEPTA is sitting on almost $400 million in a stabilization fund expressly for these purposes. FanDuel is contributing $40,000 to SEPTA to provide extra train service. Can you imagine having $400 million in your account, Dom, and you torture the citizens of Philadelphia because you won't spend $40,000 to provide the extra train service, even though the court last Thursday or Friday said they have to do it?
That is, it is just, and George, you know, the politics of this, who is it that would be making that decision? Doesn't seem like the day-to-day guy with SEPTA, as far as I can tell. Is it the board?
Well, you know, that is such a good question, Dom. I mean, who is it at SEPTA that is deciding to punish people? Aren't they a public service? Aren't they a utility? Aren't they supposed to help people, not torture people? They're saving. They're complaining about $40,000. They're sitting on $400 million extra, and they were gonna flagrantly violate the court's order over this. I'd like to know who's making these decisions, and I'm going to find out because I'm going to sue the son of a bitch.
I hear you, George. Please, tomorrow as it develops, you have carte blanche. Anytime you want to come on, Thank you, and thanks for Eagles fans tomorrow night, George, again.
Thank you, Dom. Always a pleasure.
Oh, boy. 40 grand. It seems low for all that, but, you know.
FanDuel's coming up with the money.
This guy is relentless. He is my person of the year. You know, we do the listener of the year. Mm-hmm. My God, everybody else can bluster. He's the perfect combination of great legal skill and political skill and media skill. And he's relentless. You know, I once had we differed on something, Henry. Oh, what a shootout. It was way back then. I don't even remember what it was. It was like 25 years ago. I could look it up. All right, Henry, we got to get a winner here, though, right down to the wire. Give us some and again, I tell you, look, don't log jam at the end. Try to call in earlier on the side questions. Probably going to be anti-heroes tomorrow. Terrell Owens in town. Give me a couple that you like.
Yeah, unfortunately, everyone on board. Sorry I couldn't get to your answers today. Yes. But we only had four other answers, and the two I thought were the best were Joe in Columbus with the dating apps and Gary in Newtown's answer of the Taylor Swift engagement.
I thought the Taylor Swift was pretty good.
I thought it was, too.
Yeah. Let's go with Taylor Swift. Gary, you get the belt today. Your name goes into the hat. So you just heard George Picato. Let's put that up on Twitter today, even though we had some other great people. That is breaking news that SEPTA would have been held in contempt, and they still will be. So how quickly, then, did FanDuel, and I like FanDuel, of course, jump in? Did they have that all along? And these miserable people, I'll give you another miserable people tomorrow we're going to lead with. This woman, I'm calling her out again for the Inquirer. Remember, she's the one that said, the Rocky statue, it's overstated, it's welcome, take it down from the top. She just prints another cup. She's lazy, too. How do you like that, Stephanie? Come on the show. She prints the reader's response. They agree with her. They don't want to see the Rocky statue on the top of the steps. Like, that's the end of the world. Oh, my God. What is it with these people? You know what it is? They're progressives, and they're miserable. They are going to put people through pain for 40 grand sitting on tops of hundreds of millions of dollars. But George Picato rode in to the rescue. It only took him a few days. Don't have that guy coming after you. I'm telling you right now. More tomorrow. A lot more tomorrow. Great job by Henry today keeping the trains running on time. You must feel medically cleared. You passed.
I'm medically cleared, yeah, for sure. 100% back.
The in-house doctor. He's cleared. Put him in. All right. And he's going to the game tomorrow night. How will that work out?
Boy.
Okay. Rich Cioli Show is next. The news, though, thank you, George Picato, always coming through. Rich, 4 big hours next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more.
Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.